Wayne Ganaway with Poplar Forest. Hi, Wayne. So let's talk about the July 4th coming up at Poplar Forest, Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest. And this is, as Brian said earlier, kind of a big deal for you guys.
Yeah, what better place to come and celebrate the founding of our country and the writing of our country's mission statement, which is one way to look at the Declaration of American Independence. There really is no better place in the Lynchburg area than Thomas Jefferson's private retreat and plantation.
So what do you guys have coming up? 1776, the concert musical. Tell us about it.
That's right. This is the second or third, I believe it's the third year that we have put on 1776, the concert musical. And it is on Friday, June 30th and Saturday, July 1st. Begins at 7:30 p.m. on the South Lawn. And that is the rousing Tony Award-winning musical comedy classic. And it really is, you know, you've heard about it. You might have heard some songs on the radio, but it really is hilarious at places. And you can also learn something about how the Declaration of American Independence was written. So it's a lot of fun. People love it. They bring out their lawn chairs. They bring the sandwiches, a picnic. We have wine, someone serving wine, so you can buy some wine while you're there. So it's really a lot of fun.
How do folks get tickets to that?
You can go online to poplarforest.org/1776, or just go to our events page, or call 434-534-8120.
And how much are tickets for adults?
Tickets for adults are $17.76.
I thought that was worth mentioning.
That is very, very good.
Yes,
very
and it makes it easy to remember, too.
That's right. That is right.
Certainly better be.
So, you know, we talk a lot about this area and how it's growing. People are coming in from all over to live in the area. It's very attractive. And so some people might not have even heard of Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest, and they probably say, well, Poplar Forest, what? Does that drive you crazy?
Or Popular Farms or Poplar Farms.
Right.
Yeah, we've heard it all.
So just explain for folks who might not be familiar with Poplar Forest, Thomas Jefferson's rural retreat. I mean, but explain the significance of it.
That's right. Well, let me do it this way. Back in 1781, when Mr. Jefferson was just finishing out, I believe the last week of his term as governor of Virginia, and some nasty British troops were chasing him and the House of Delegates across the state, and they chased them to Charlottesville. And the British sent a contingent of dragoons up to Monticello to actually capture Jefferson. Jefferson was warned ahead of time, so he and his family, I don't want to say fled, because I think Mr. Jefferson's a little calmer than that, but they did make a hasty departure, and the best place to go, Mr. Jefferson surmised, was to his out-of-the-way plantation, and at that time it was just a plantation, at Poplar Forest, just on the other side of Lynchburg. And back then it was very remote. He called it his Bedford County plantation. And it was at that visit with his family to Poplar Forest where he started to see that it was more than just a plantation. It was potentially a place for a private retreat. And he had always been wanting a place to get away. And as he advanced in his political career, he started becoming more famous. And by the time he was in the presidency, lots of Americans wanted to see the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence. And so it was at that point he realized, yes, he needs to build a private retreat at Poplar Forest, therefore making it more than just a tobacco plantation, but also a place where he would get away from Monticello. So that's the story. And he continued going several times during the year, all times of the year, not just in the summer, and staying anywhere from a couple weeks to a couple months at a time.
How long did it take him to get from Monticello to Poplar Forest?
Well, there's a saying that even then it was a fast-paced world for him, and he said it's a too fast-paced of a world, and it took him 3 days to get there typically. You know, it's funny too, because he actually had a, what do you call it, an odometer on his wagon or carriage, and a little bell would go off at certain increments because he loved to measure things. But yeah, it took 3 days, and it was so out of the way that at times he would need a guide to bring him as well.
He just didn't take like 29 doses, 29 to 460.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, all the way, short of 3 days from Charlottesville to Lynchburg, more or less.
Yes.
You know, it's a very, very different world, you know, two centuries and change later.
Yeah, he said that it was, we live in a 4-mile-an-hour world, and it's just too fast for him.
But you guys have restored it and are also always in the process of having the house as it was during his time.
That's right. It is an ongoing restoration. We are really taking the pace that Jefferson himself took because we're doing a very authentic, very carefully. Our restoration experts are the top notch in the United States, and they do their research. They do their homework. And so it takes a little time, but visitors really enjoy coming and seeing our expert carpenters handcrafting doors and wood trim, and it's really something to see. So it's excellent.
Well, and you know, we've talked about Thomas Jefferson, how he was fascinated by the bateau. In fact, he was the one, I think, who called them bateau in the first place, and he was interested in so many different things, including, I'm reading here a story about your craftsman, Mr. McGann, who's doing the wooden doors Thomas Jefferson had a hand in everything that was going on in the home, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was not just someone who wanted to make himself a fancy house. He wanted to make a piece of architecture. And in fact, he was himself, some say an amateur architect, but I almost think it's more than that. I mean, he was a student of architecture, a careful student of architecture, but he had help in doing it in a substantial way by his enslaved craftsman, John Hemmings. And when Jefferson was in the White House, he and John Hemmings would exchange letters, and Jefferson would give direction to John Hemmings. And John Hemmings, even though enslaved people were not typically allowed to read and write, John Hemmings would write him back. John Hemmings knew the architectural language, so he could speak with Jefferson in the sort of specialized language of architecture at the time, which is pretty remarkable.
What is we know so many things about Thomas Jefferson. What's something, fact about Thomas Jefferson that's lesser known? Something that you tell people that they might not have ever heard about him before?
Okay. Well, I think kind of going back to the 1781 flight from Monticello, when he got to Poplar Forest with his family, of course, the private retreat was not there. It was just tobacco fields. And he stayed in the overseer's dwelling. And by the way, we're looking for that dwelling right now, underground. It would be an archaeological site now.
Okay.
But it was then that he began work on his only published writing, which is Notes on the State of Virginia. So it was then that he began that, and it was at Poplar Forest. Poplar Forest, the surroundings, the nature, the landscape, the people, the enslaved people. It was then that he started making those notes and doing that writing that would later become his only published work.
Really? That was his only published work?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, obviously the American Declaration is more than published, but the actual book being published, that was the only one, yeah. So, and he began it here, right down the road, actually from where we're sitting, which is pretty cool. And it was considered a groundbreaking book at the time because it was laying out what America was all about. and why America was exceptional, essentially. And now we think about America, many of us, as an exceptional place.
You know, something else people don't know about Thomas Jefferson, he played Lumpy on Leave It to Beaver.
Stop. That was Harrison Ford.
Oh, of course, what was I thinking?
We're speaking with Wayne Ganaway with Poplar Forest. 1776, the concert musical, mm-hmm. is tomorrow night and Saturday night.
Yep.
And then tell us what you have going on for the 4th of July.
Well, we've, for many, many years, have had a family festival, lots of fun, July 4th celebration. And so we will once again have that. It's the 241st celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And so we will have from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. period games and entertainment, musical performances, pony rides. Actually, it's 11 to 4 p.m. Craft and carpentry demonstrations, food vendors, and a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence by the cast, or some of the cast, of 1776. I believe it's John Adams, Ben Franklin, and Mr. Jefferson himself. And those guys are a hoot, so definitely fun to see. There's a woman who does a trapeze act. She's terrific. We have music, we have food, so it's a great way to bring the family and have fun while you celebrate July 4th.
Wayne, thanks so much. And again, the website poplarforest.org for information on everything you've been telling us about. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.